On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Brr.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So cold.
I know. I just want to like hunker down. Stay warm. Hey, yeah. Folks. Thanks for tuning in. I'm George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon 03. Hey, Michelle, what's going on?
I've got my scarf on and my turtleneck, and I'm probably going to put my coat back on.
Did you ride the Vespa today?
I did.
Well, that'll teach you.
Ooh, so cold out.
Sounds cold. Hey, folks. Do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing? Not sure if you qualify. Give the folks at Bay Equity Home Loans a call. They'll help you explore your options. Call them at 707-583-8100, 707-583-8100. Hey, so there's been a shift, right? Interest rates are no longer the hot topic. They're kind of the cold topic.
Right.
No. Yeah. No sound effects. Okay. Yeah. And you're seeing that all immediately in advertising. So be aware of mortgage advertising. If you're still seeing interest rates like in the threes, they're only getting that by changing the loan program that they're advertising. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not necessarily just your 30-year fix. They're putting ARMs, which are adjustable rate mortgages. They might have an introductory fixed period, but after that, it goes adjustable in the future. They're putting out the shorter term fixed term, like 15-year, 10-year. Mm-hmm. So just be aware of, I call it predatory advertising, folks. Rates are higher. We're where we expected to be earlier this year. It just happened finally when the Trump election occurred. Now you just need to get used to that. The new norm for the 30-year fixed rate is going to be in the low fours. You can pay a point or pay some money to buy your rates down, but that's not always something that makes sense. So what we encourage our clients to do is call Bay Equity Home Loans and get a loan consultation that fits your circumstances. It's sad when I see somebody come in that thinks they're going to get a 3.625% 30-year fix because they have a newspaper clipping from a month ago. It's just a different time. Mm-hmm. And rates are going to do what rates do. So there's other ways to look at mortgage lending and your home and your goals with owning a home and find out how you can cash flow benefit from that. There's a lot of tax benefits to owning real estate, tremendous tax benefits. In fact, if you're somebody that makes over $60,000, $70,000 in household income, And assuming you're a W-2 employee, your home is your biggest tax write-off. But there's other ways, too. You can use the equity in your home to help consolidate credit card debt and bring down your monthly expenditures on debt. For example, Michelle, it's crazy. When you've got, say, $20,000 in credit card debt, that could easily cost somebody $700, $800 a month in minimum payments.
Right.
Right? And you get nothing for it. You're just paying the credit card company's high interest rate, 25, 28, 29%. And that's going to keep going up as the Fed raises rates. Mm-hmm. Take that credit card debt, use the equity in someone's in your home. Someone can use it from their home by doing what we call a cash out refinance. So we're going to cash that equity out. We're going to pay off their credit card debt, going to convert that to a much lower monthly payment.
Right.
And also that interest is tax deductible.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole benefit. But there's other ways to use the equity in your home. And I want to bring on our guests. We have, we've had him on the show before, Bryant Carney. He's the sales manager with Moore Heating, Air, and Solar. I might have gotten that one all wrong. Let's see. Moore Solar Heating and Cooling.
Close.
Hey, Brian.
Oh, George.
I'm sorry. I messed it up, buddy. You guys just keep adding on these excellent services. You know, I'm a big fan of your company. I've had you on the radio before. And I'm a big fan of you guys because, both Curtis Moore and John Diamond, the owners, started this company, grew it into a great local business, big employer here. I mean, it's amazing. Definitely. I attended a meeting to maybe 4 years ago at Moore Heating. And there was like less than a dozen people there. And I was just talking to them about the benefits of homeownership. Mm-hmm. And they invited me just a couple weeks ago to talk again. And there must have been over 60 people there.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
You guys had phenomenal growth. Tell us about your company.
So you did a pretty good job there. So we support 86 families now.
Wow.
And it just keeps growing and growing and growing.
Tremendous.
And it's just an amazing environment. So every day we walk in and it really is. It's just like family.
Yeah.
So John and Curtis are there every day. Yep. And we just support each other and we lift each other up and we know each other. We know each other's families and we're going through it together.
It's fantastic what you do. So not only are you a job provider and creator, but you also are helping families in the throughout the North Bay and probably even beyond, that you guys are growing so much, to improve their energy bills, to understand their energy uses and ways to address that. Tell us about your solar business that you guys have rolled out in more recent year or two.
So solar really came about because of the demand that we were getting from clients. So what we do is we go into the home, and heating and air conditioning has really evolved over the years. So what it's become is the move towards higher and higher efficiency systems, mm-hmm. because a lot of people don't realize this, but 50 to 70% of that PG&E bill that we get every month, you know, the one we love to pay every
Yeah,
month.
Oh yeah.
Right. So 50 to 70% of that bill actually comes from our heating and air conditioning systems.
Mm-hmm.
And so much of that bill is tied up in that system. And so it's so important that we get that right.
Because I think people look at the lights around in their house and they just presume that's the use of their electricity.
Right.
But I mean,
we're
always chasing my
lights,
kids.
We're swapping out light bulbs and we think, oh, now my bill is going to go way, way down. And, and then we're surprised when it doesn't go down as much as we want it to. Right.
Right. I'm amazed. Like, even your TV, you know, I just installed a new dishwasher at our house, and it said that the use for the entire year was like $35 or something like, you know, but it's like, I hear this thing running and it seems to me like it's inefficient. But like you're saying, it's really, especially if you have a pool,
right.
If you have any of your heating and air furnace or your, depending if it's gas or electric, of course, but your energy consumption is really in those appliances.
It is.
So why did Moore get into solar as a heating and air cooling company?
Because so many people are asking us about solar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really sort of putting the cart before the horse. So everybody who's a homeowner has had how many people knocking on your door? You're a homeowner. How many times have you had people knocking on your door asking you about solar?
I was thinking that in preparation of our conversation, that I bet there's been 10 in the last 2 years or 3 years. And they, you know, they're nice folks and they're just working it. But you can't trust necessarily the information because I don't have a relationship with them. And that's why I wanted to invite you on to talk to our listeners about solar.
So solar is an amazing product. It really is. It's a great, great thing to do. It's great for the environment. It's great for your pocketbook. Mm-hmm. It's great all around. It really is a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
But when a solar company walks in, there's really only one thing they can do. They're going to ask you for a PG&E bill.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to look at your usage and they're going to say, okay, they're going to do some math and say, well, it looks like you're using this much electricity, and that's going to take however many panels it's going to take to eat up that electricity, to kill that bill. What we're going to do is we're going to walk in and we're going to say, okay, this is how much electricity you're using. How old is your furnace? How old is your air conditioner? How much electricity are these appliances using, and what can we do to make that system more efficient so that we can put fewer panels up on that roof? What can we do to save you money, put a smaller solar system up there? And really, for most of our customers, they end up getting that brand new heating and air conditioning system basically for free.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And tell me about this concept of leasing versus buying. You know, we're a show here that slants towards the financing and aspects of home ownership that cost money. So as a homeowner, they can lease a system, they can pay cash for a system, and then they can use their county tax program called PACE.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the advantages to paying for your system versus going through another company that's going to lease it to you.
Okay, so let's start with a lease.
Yeah.
Think of the things that we lease in life.
Sure. Cars.
Cars. Okay.
Sure.
Do you lease a Honda Civic?
I don't.
What are the kind of cars that we lease?
They usually lease high-end cars.
High-end cars.
Right.
That's really where the lease was born.
Mm-hmm.
With the really, really high, very expensive things. And mm-hmm. so the solar lease was invented by a company that I won't say because they couldn't sell their solar system.
Because it was too dang expensive.
Because they were so expensive.
Sure.
They said, hey, I have an idea. They're out there leasing these Mercedes and these Jaguars and these BMWs. Why don't we lease our solar systems in the same way that they do?
Yeah.
There are some disadvantages to doing that.
Well, first off, you don't own it.
That's
number one. It's the opposite of owning. Leasing is not owning, right?
So somebody's coming out and they're putting their product on your roof.
Yeah, so they're using your house, the consumer's house, to do what?
To generate electricity for them.
Yes.
Okay, so they own the system. That's number one.
And don't they become your utility company at that point?
In a sense,
yeah.
they do.
Yeah.
They also own the tax credit. So you miss out on the tax credit.
And I want to let folks know, we're going to go to a break in just a minute. When we come back, we're going to talk about that tax credit with Brian. So make sure you stay tuned for that segment.
The third thing that you really miss out on, and you're in the real estate business, and I've been in the real estate business, what they really are missing out on is the added value to your home, because solar adds so much value to your home. When you're leasing the system, you miss out on all of that. And then the fourth element is when it comes time to sell your house, if you have a lease on that home, it becomes incredibly difficult because that new homeowner that has to that is coming in to buy that home, they have to qualify. Their credit has to be, they have to have a high enough credit score to qualify not only to buy your house, but to take over that lease. And if they can't, you're going to have to pay off that lease.
The seller has to pay the lease off, which would really discourage them from wanting to work with a buyer that can't qualify for that. And what an element of confusion in an already challenging transaction. I mean, buying and selling real estate is complicated. So leasing, if you have any plan to sell your house, leasing is it sounds to me like not the best way to go. Would you?
I've never encouraged people.
You never encouraged people to lease.
I've been in the solar business for a long, long time and always encourage people, if you're going to go solar, you should own it.
So if you're going to own it, there's ways to do that.
Correct.
We're going to come back here in just a minute and talk with Bryant Carney. He's a sales manager with More Cooling, Heating, and Solar. And I got it all backwards.
Solar, heating, and cooling.
And you think I'd get it right because we're talking about solar, so I should say that one first. Anyways, we're going to talk with him more about solar, how to pay for it, and what the advantages of solar are versus just continuing to pay PG&E. I'm George Adair. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Golden State Warriors play-by-play is sponsored in part by Hansel BMW on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Federal Reserve has cut
its mortgage giants Fannie Mae
indicated interest rates are still going to go up this year as planned.
The Federal Reserve is not going to raise interest rates.
Are you confused by all the news coming from the housing, lending, and financial markets? How can anyone make sense of it all?
Hi, I'm George Adair of Bay Equity Home Loans. It's time to cut through all the rhetoric and present you with the financial news that you can use. Join me every Wednesday from 12 to 12:30 on air with George Adair. I'm going to decode the news that affects you, your financial health, and your well-being. Isn't it time to understand the news you can actually use?
On Air with George Adair, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. on KSRO.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act under the Department of Business Oversight.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
And we're back. Hey, folks, I got a couple community announcements. Want to let folks know. So every year, Bay Equity Home Loans in Santa Rosa and in Roanoke Park is a drop-off for Toys for Tots and also coats. And we have done very well with that. I think we had over 60 coats last year.
Oh, that's great.
This year, the bin is billowing over.
Yeah, I saw a picture on your Facebook page.
We've had a lot of folks just walking in, bringing coats.
Very
cool. And I promise we're not going to hit you up for a loan application. That is not what this is about at all. We just feel like it's a good way to use our voice and our presence to help keep people warm because it's freaking cold out there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And you're convenient. You're right downtown. So people, if they're headed downtown, just bring an extra coat and drop it off at Bay Equity.
And then those coats get distributed to, let's see here, Redwood Covenant Church Charities, Catholic Charities, Homeless Service Center, Redwood Gospel Mission, and the Vets Connect.
Wonderful.
So folks, come on by. We're at 755 4th Street. Downtown Santa Rosa on the corner of 4th and E, and then also we're a Toys for Tots drop, too. So I don't know. We might get a visit from Santa. We'll see if he's going to call in
Santa
today.
Santa might be calling us today.
Oh, he might be calling us. Yes, we'll hope so. Santa Tim, of course, a great local community organizer of these charities, and he has his organization at santatim.org, and he actually gave us I think I got about a dozen coats from him on Sunday.
Oh, that's great.
And about a dozen toys. Aww. So we love Santa Tim. Hopefully he'll be able to call in. He's a busy guy. You know, Santa's getting his workshop ready. And
this time of year, man.
Yeah, driving those elves to get the toys made. So anyways, if he calls in, then we'll bring him on. If not, we'll talk more about it later. But I am talking live here with Bryant Carney. He is our guest from Moore Solar Heating and Cooling. Good friend of the show. We love this business. Moore is local. Major employer, and he's talking with us and educating me. I'm learning a lot about solar. So, Brian, thanks again for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you.
Brian, let's talk about the tax advantage, because I talked about that at the top of the show. I said there's tax advantages to home ownership. There's tax advantages to owning solar. Tell us how that works. Tell us about the legislation that's kind of gone through and how it's been extended. Talk to us a little bit about that.
So it's called the incentive tax credit. A lot of people think of it as a solar tax credit because it's most commonly tied to solar, but it's actually tied to some other things that people don't realize.
Okay.
So right now, as of today, there is a solar tax credit in place, and it's 30% of whatever the purchase price of the system is, you will get a dollar-for-dollar tax credit back when you file your income taxes.
Oh, wow.
That's huge, folks, because tax credit means dollars back to you.
Hard dollars.
Hard dollars. This isn't like reducing your tax basis or your income and deductions. This is dollars.
Exactly.
Huge.
Exactly. Now, that's an incentive tax credit. So, again, another advantage of talking to us is there are some other things that you can actually use that tax credit for when you combine it with solar.
Hmm.
So, we have some solar-ready heating and air conditioning systems as well that if you tie that into your system, you can actually get a portion or a major portion of that system as well. You can get a 30% federal tax credit on, and give us a call and we can talk to you about how that works.
So how do people get a hold of you? Should they just Google you? Is that probably the best way?
You can Google us.
Yelp.
You can Yelp us.
I love that you promote your Yelp page. I was at your morning meeting, as I mentioned earlier, for Moore Solar Heating and Cooling, and you were clapping and cheering on the Yelp reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your Yelp reviews.
Well, a lot of people run away from your.
Yeah.
A lot of people run away from Yelp reviews.
Unless they're doing good.
Well, we have 400 five-star Yelp reviews, so we're very excited about our Yelp reviews.
That is unbelievable. Hey, I hear Santa just came on. Yeah, we're gonna sidestep over to Santa. Hey, is this Santa Tim Oxford on the line I'm speaking to?
Santa Tim?
Santa Tim. We lost him.
Oh, hello? Nope, there he
is.
There he is.
We've got a rough connection in the North Pole.
North Pole, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, well, it's cold now, folks. Hey,
I think
Santa.
I got you now, George.
Hey, Santa Tim, how are you?
I'm doing real well.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. I was telling our listeners a little bit about you and the dozen or so coats and the dozen or so toys I just got from you on Sunday. I didn't tell them about the two bottles of Pinot you also gave me, though.
Oh, that's some of Santa's secret stash.
Yeah, he's got the secret Santa sauce. So, Santa Tim, tell us about your organization. We'd love to hear what you're doing this year and what events you're participating in.
Well, thanks, George. Hi, Michelle, and I appreciate you guys having us on today to spread the good news here. We are very active right now. We recently dropped off a number of clothes, jackets, neonatal supplies to Sonoma County Nursing Program. We delivered over 100 turkeys throughout Sonoma County.
Wow.
During the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah. And Santa Tim, is it fair to say that 100% of the donations that go to you and your organization go out to the community?
Absolutely, George.
100%.
100%. And my board and volunteers and myself are very proud to be able to say that. So all of you donators out there and supporters over the years, and currently this year, we want to thank you so much for keeping this program alive here in Sonoma County. And you know, George, we got a couple things coming up here at the Charlie Brown Christmas Tree program here in the town of Windsor.
And if you don't know where that is, folks, it's right in the middle of the town green there in Windsor. And if you really don't know where it is, look for the orange and blue Bay Equity tree. It's like a beacon. It will guide you in, similar to the North Star. But anyway, so tell us about what's happening there, because we got just a minute here. You've got two events, two different dates coming up, right?
We do, George. On the 9th, which is a family night, these are Friday nights from 5 to 7, rain or shine. There will be a tent up in the middle of the tree lot that will have a red barrel, and we are taking non-perishable food donations towards our food drive this year. Mm-hmm. And there'll be another one on the 16th, again, Friday night. I will personally be there for that one.
Will you be dressed as Santa should be?
George, of course.
He's a big man, folks. I don't even know how they got a costume on this guy. He's a tall man.
Well, you know what? I appreciate that, George. And more important, the supporters out there, and Michelle and George, over the years, you and KSRO has always supported us. And I want to thank your staff, and really most important is the community we live in. Sonoma County is amazing. And without your support, this program wouldn't exist. So we really want you to go to our website and take a look at what's going on. And if you're able to help us and reach out, we would sincerely appreciate it. It does make a difference right here at home.
Yeah, folks, you know, I've chosen Santa Tim year over year to be a charity that we personally support, Laura, my family, mm-hmm. and also Bay Equity. And I know KSRO has also stepped up and really helped with airtime and events. Their mission, I'll end on this, is our mission is to provide clothing, food, and gifts to children and their families in low-income and poverty-stricken situations. So come on out December 9th and 16th in the Windsor Town Green between 5 and 7. Santa Tim will be there. If you can't make that event, go to santatim.org. Check them out. Support them. Great people. Great guy.
Right.
And heck of a vintner, I'll tell you. He makes a really good Pinot.
And it's also very easy. If you can't make it out to those nights at the Windsor Town Green, you can donate at santatim.org.
That's right. All right. Hey, Tim, thank you so much. Tim Oxford, santatim.org. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thanks, Tim.
Hey, thank you, George and Michelle. And bless you all out there, and appreciate everything. Happy holidays to you all, and be safe.
All right, thank
Thanks.
You very
Merry
much.
Merry Christmas. All right.
It's always fun talking
to him. It's fun to talk to him. He's awesome.
We'll have to get him in the studio maybe one more time.
Heck yeah.
Okay. Hey, let's jump back over. We're talking with Brian Carney. He's with Moore, local HVAC company, but also does solar. And we're talking about the tax credits. And we got interrupted because Santa Tim, hey, you know, he's on a tight schedule.
Yep.
We had to fit him in. but let's carry on. So the tax credits and blending solar in with the their actual heating and air system is mm-hmm. really the advantage that folks have when they work with you. And people can find you on Yelp. You're promoting that you have, what did you say, 400?
400.
Five-star reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out, folks. That's how you find them. So go to Yelp.com. Mm-hmm. What business says, find us on Yelp? You know? I mean, most businesses are you know, they just don't promote themselves that way. So I congratulate you on that.
Thank you.
That's huge.
Something we're very proud of.
Yeah, yeah. You can also find their information at our Facebook page, facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. Mm-hmm. I want to go back, if I can, Brent, to how do you pay for the system? Because we talked about the tax credits. You know, one of the obvious ways is leasing, and that seems to be perpetuated mostly by the solar companies as a mm-hmm. way for them to make more money, it seems like.
Right.
And to retain that tax credit so the homeowner doesn't get it.
Well, that's one of the ways that leasing companies really make their money.
Yeah.
Is through that tax credit.
Basically, you sign it over to them or something. Is that
right.
What happens as
mm-hmm.
an individual? But then they can use they can outright buy a system.
Correct.
And if they buy the system, then they own it. And it increases the value of the home.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. How are some of the ways that you've seen people use the home equity? Do they do cash out refinances?
So one quick thing before we get off the topic of the tax credit, you might have noticed there was a small election.
Yeah, it was just my it was very small.
A little while ago.
Only 110 million people voted.
Right. So that tax credit may or may not be around for much longer.
Mm.
Okay. It's kind of one of the unintended consequences of the election that we just had.
Yeah.
So after January 20th, it could go away literally at any time.
It could just sunset. Be done.
It could.
Okay.
It could.
All right.
So keep that in mind. If a tax credit is something that's important to you and you're serious about solar, then talk to someone. If you don't talk to us, talk to somebody about going solar soon.
Mm-hmm. They should talk to you because you're a local company. You know, I know there's a lot of nationwide companies, and there's a couple real big in the Bay Area because we've got Silicon Valley and they're up here. But you guys are here.
We are.
You're here.
We're here.
And you're a local company. And let's face it, I think Sonoma County likes to support local business.
For sure.
And so folks can get a hold of you, and you go out. Do you charge them for an initial consultation?
No.
Oh, you don't charge them at all?
No, we don't.
Okay.
We'll come out for free.
Uh-huh.
We'll take a look. We'll measure it. We'll give you an honest price, and it's very straightforward.
And explain the tax credits to them and
Absolutely.
How that works. So if they want to actually pay for the system, one of the ways that we've helped at Bay Equity, other folks get solar in the past, is they can use the equity in their home and actually qualify with a new home loan, hopefully get a better interest rate. If not, at least look at the overall benefits of solar, look at how they could use cash to pay for that, mm-hmm. and maybe pay for some other home improvements all at the same time,
sure.
including a new heating and cooling system. You guys have personally put a system in my house, and it's been fantastic, of course, and provided excellent service along the way. So, folks, I've got to say, if you want to work with a company that's local for solar, for heating and cooling, these are my friends. Give them a call. Moore is a fantastic company. You can find them on Yelp. Just look for Moore, Solar Heating and Cooling, and you will find their information there. Bryant, I want to thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, George.
And for sharing information about that tax credit maybe going away. Seems like a good time for people to call you and see what they can do about that.
Great.
Folks, remember, we've got the coat drive going on. It's at Santa Rosa's Bay Equity Home Loans office, corner of 4th and E, 755 4th Street. Drop off a coat. Drop off some toys, unwrapped, new.
Mm-hmm.
No used toys. Take the new toys. But we'll take a gently used coat. Let's help keep some people warm. Until then, be safe. It's gonna rain's coming.
Yes.
Drive safe out there. It's gonna be cold rain. Snow too.
No.
All right, folks. I'm George Adair. We'll be back next Wednesday. See ya.